Dudes with Tunes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off.
1027. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, still here. The Opie and Anthony show with without the Opie unit. He got pissed before when we tried to call. That's what Sandy was like.
Yeah. He didn't want to talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. He wasn't accepting phone calls at the palatial Opie Mansion.
Opie Manor?
Yes.
I guess he'll be back Monday, though.
Hopefully.
I'm not even coming in tomorrow. I've had my fill. I've had my fill of the Anthony and Rick show.
So have I.
As has everyone else. Just going through a few instant feedbacks.
Oh, good. Let's harp on that again.
No, I'm just going to read a couple. People send them in. I think they should hear them. Gabe, even though Rick is a dick and a turncoat traitor to ONA, I have to say he did come up with my favorite bit, the old dirty Angry Angel song. I'll see.
Well,
there's a fan of some racist humor.
Positive in there. Somehow. Somehow it sounds positive. Thank you.
Still not an excuse for being a tool. And another guy wants to remind you to book all the ladies on one day when they come down.
I'm going
to
do that from now on. I've had it.
Yeah.
Because Opie suggested let's spread them out.
We get stood
and,
up.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm just going to book like 24 ladies in one day.
Yeah.
And if we get a dozen of them, we're in good shape. We'll have boobs and broads.
You see, right.
Yeah.
did you see what they're auctioning off now?
Ah, yeah, I saw that.
There are a couple of auctions going on.
This is just not cool. The internet auction with Thurman Munson?
Yeah, Thurman Munson's. It turns out the internet auctions are getting a little out of hand because it used to be you had to go to auctions, which I never been to one. Have you ever been to an auction?
No.
But now it's at everyone's fingertips on the internet. But now they're coming up with a material. It's like pieces of Thurman Munson's airplane, his crashed airplane. This is the plane he died in.
Yeah, it says fragments of the wreckage were being offered through eBay. Five bids had been received when they found out about it, from 1 cent to $12.54 for small pieces of metal. And to get this, a 2-inch piece of the nylon harness that was
actually strapping him in. Oh, boy, pick that up.
Limited edition, people. Thurman Munson airplane pieces. Just look at his record written on the back of each one. Limited edition and a Sosa and Maguire rookie card. For the love of God, Thurman Munson, pieces of his body. We got a jawbone. Thurman's jawbone. We got his hand. The hand he used to catch World Series baseballs. Limited edition order now, people. For the love of God.
He was on the other day, the home shopping guy.
Uh-huh.
Just screaming still about Sosa and Maguire rookie cards. And, we joked about this a half a year ago. About how many of these things were going out. Every night he's got more.
We only have 200 billion trillion left, people. A limited edition.
How valuable could those be? And he tries to find something wrong with each one, why it's different than the last one.
Oh, really?
Look at this one. This one's got a little piece of fuzz coming out of the top. But it's on the right side. I can't believe the right side. Every other one had a little piece of fuzz on the left side. A limited edition. Look at this one, people. There's a little dot over the M in Maguire. Oh, wait, that was an ash. Look, I put an ash on this card. None other like it. Limited edition. Look at this one. I blew a snout rocket on it. You're not going to find a Maguire rookie card with my snout rocket blown on it, people. One of a kind, for the love of God. Can't believe it. With a Maguire rookie card, you get free a Maguire rookie card. And it multiplies, you get a billion of them. Because with the free one, you get a free one. So it's like, never end. We'll keep sending for the rest of your life. Every day you'll receive a McGuire rookie card. Till the son of a bitch is 800 years old. We don't even know about. Be dialing, people. Order two. Order two. We'll send you two every day till you drop dead. And with each one, you get a Sosa rookie card. This amounts to billions of cards you receive in your lifetime. Order now, people.
Is he selling the Pokemon, too?
Pokemon! Holy shit! I cursed. I can't believe it. I'm insane. I'm a mad person. I'm cursing.
Are you stabbing little kids trying to get their cards?
Pokemon! I robbed this one myself from a 9-year-old on Long Island. Stabbed him for a Gucci Gucci. Look at this card. An authentic Pokemon Gucci Gucci card. Not to be confused with the Watchy Catchy or the Scratchy Crotchy. This is a Pokemon. It's the Scratchy Crotchy. Order now, people. And get 20,000 McGuire and Sosa and rookie card. For the love of God.
Jesus, Rick. Oh, you're going to say that.
Another fun auction.
Ah.
On eBay, I guess. Hitler silverware.
Well, a man like to entertain.
Yeah, straight from the bunker. Yeah, it's the bunkerware. No, Hitler's silverware. They're auctioning off.
Saved from the ashes.
Limited edition. You know how close this fork was to that stupid little mustache? Order now, people. Look, Eva Braun ate off of this one. Joseph Goebbels. And a Nazi rookie card.
Who's going to buy Hitler's silverware, man? How do you entertain guests with that one? Oh, Mr. Weinstein, the boss is coming over. Put out the Hitlerware. He'll like that. The whole eagle and swastika thing on top will really get his attention. I might get that raised.
While you serve pork.
Yeah, there you go. Just cut that big slab of ham with the Hitlerware. Let me carve it for you, Mr. Weinstein.
Should we leave the pig with the apple on his mouth on the table?
Yeah.
Be dialing. My throat, people. Anthony's larynx popping up on the console. One of a kind. Order now. He's coughing blood.
Obie. 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 Anthony.
Line.com, people. Priceline. You know the company that brought you. You name your own price for airline tickets and hotel rooms. Guess what they're doing now? Groceries. Groceries, go to Priceline.com, people. Yeah, half off, people.
Swear to God.
I wasn't sure if you could keep it up the entire time.
Believe me, no. Yeah, the people at Priceline, geniuses. I got to call them geniuses. Name your own price for...
You're getting 3,000 quarters for 10 grand. And then we'll sell the 10 grand for $100,000. Order now, people.
No, I haven't lost it. I'm just, no, maybe I have.
Yeah.
Night, Marcia.
I think so, sweetie. Take care. You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, you too.
We'll miss you tomorrow.
Yes, so will I.
Yeah. Bye.
And then, Bob.
Hey,
Bob?
Yeah, Ann, how you doing?
Hey.
First of all, I want to know if you have to talk to the lawyers before you can talk to me on the phone.
Why?
I don't know, because I think Rick has to do that for everything now, doesn't he?
Yeah. Consult with the lawyer. About Bob.
Very funny, Bob.
You haven't reviewed the Pokemon movie, which has to be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
You saw it?
Well, I have children.
Ugh.
And my wife calls me last night on the way home and says, meet me at the movie theater.
Yeah.
And I said, why? She said, because I'm taking the kids to see Pokemon. I said, do I really have to? So I met her at the movie theater. I get there. She says, okay, I'm going home now.
Wait, she stuck you to go see Pokemon?
Yeah, it has to be the worst animation I've ever seen in my life.
Did it just smell like baby diapers in the theater, too?
Oh, yes, it did. It smelled like
those kitty. When you go to a kitty movie, you just walk in, it's like, it smells like a playpen.
Yeah.
Smell like kids wetting themselves and crapping.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need.
The kids are clapping, having a good, you know, the kids like it, but I just don't see it. I really don't see it.
Did you get a plot or anything?
Huh?
Did you get a plot line out of it or anything?
There was a moral at the end of the story about, you know, how everybody should love one another.
How everyone should worship our empire.
Oh, my God. I gave out the ending.
Oh, yeah, the Pokemon ending. Damn you.
Oh, I hope I don't get you in trouble.
You worship Japanese emperor. United States are crap.
Well, you know what? I have my ticket stubs from the opening night. Can you sell them for me?
Original Pokemon ticket stubs for love of God.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
God, imagine a guy having to go see the Pokemon movie. Yuck.
Well, Ronnie says it wasn't that bad at all. Ronnie.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Saw her last night at 10 o'clock, took my kids along. Hey, it was cool.
How many joints did you have to smoke before it was cool?
No, you know why? No, the first fucking...
Dude, look at the Pokemon.
They have this little short at the beginning. Pikachu's Vacation, that you gotta miss. But the second, the movie itself was pretty cool. Had good music. It was a nice story. You get to hear a guy goes, you know, they go, Pikachu, Pikachu. The guy must have said Pikachu 1 million times.
Dude, look at the Pikachu guy.
Then you have a guy going home saying, you know, all you do is make them say their names over and over again.
Well, that sounds very entertaining.
Not bad at all. No, it wasn't that bad. It was, you know what? There's more parents in there than probably kids were. A lot of teenage kids were in there, too.
Yeah, probably smoking.
They were high, though. No, they
it's
were
probably
high.
Going to be one of those drug cult movies.
Yeah,
where you gotta smoke like a bunch of bones and go watch it like Heavy Metal was or something.
No, but you got these cards that go from 2 cents to $100. People like them. People like them. I'll give you anything for a Charmander card. Hey, $100.
Look, you're scaring the crap out of me that you even know this stuff.
Hey, the mother behind me knew every effing name of all 151 Pokemon. She knew all the origins.
You even know that there's 151?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Mewtwo.
151.
That was the name of the movie.
Oh, wait. Bacardi 151. There's a booze reference there.
It was Mew. That's the name of the movie. Mewtwo versus Mew.
Okay.
Okay.
Right at the time.
Okay.
Wow, Ronnie, sorry, the phone slipped.
My God.
Jesus. What about Freddy the cop?
Okay. Freddy.
Dan, how you doing?
Hey.
Listen
what's up?
To this. Today, I had to sit online at a theater while they were giving out a movie ticket and these Pokemon cards.
What, you had a detail out there?
Yeah, had a detail. This,
why?
Because there's brawls breaking out all over the place. You know, it was going pretty good. People are going into the movie theater. They're getting their Pokemon cards. They're getting their tickets. Suddenly, the owner announces that there's more seats in the theater, but there's no more Pokemon cards left.
Uh-oh.
The floodgates broke. It was a riot.
It was a Pokemon riot.
And to tell you the truth, the kids were crying, but the parents were swinging.
Where's Pikachu? You bastard! Give me my Pikachu!
It was horrible. You know, I can't even explain it to you. I think it's going to be a nice, easy day. It didn't work out that way.
No, I think it's the Japs brainwashing our kids. Gotta be.
Hey, listen.
We send the Pokemon. They send the hydrogen bombs. We send the Pokemon. Destroy from inside.
Listen, you guys got to talk to Spaz, man. He's ridiculous when you call.
Well,
he,
don't worry. There won't be a Spaz after Friday. He'll be dead.
I don't know about dead, but, you know, somebody definitely needs to, you know, take care of him a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going to the matches to see him suffer.
Yeah, well, there'll be video of it. It's going to be a snuff film, I think.
A snuff film? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
You're going to actually see him die. God, I hope
right,
this tape isn't prophetic now when we play it back. And Spaz did indeed die on that Friday.
Yeah, I think
we have
they,
tape of Anthony making jokes about it. Let's play it.
I believe that they call this tape evidence. I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
All right, man.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
If he died on film.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
We could probably sell the tape for
yeah.
a lot to the news agencies and stuff. Very tragic news, today, NBC Nightly News, exclusive videotape of a wrestler, Spaz, having his cranium split open with a club. Unbelievable footage here. Here he is on fire screaming, Mommy, Mommy, help me. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, an exclusive expose on wrestling. As tragedy strikes the wrestling world this past Friday, wrestler Spaz, in a flaming barbed wire heap in the middle of the ring,
screaming for his mommy in his last breath of life or leave his body as a psychopath bleeding from the head pounds him with a frying pan. No sympathy. As we go to the videotape here, you see him trying to run away. They rope him back in with a barbed wire and violate him with a fluorescent light bulb. Boy, that's hard to say for Tom Brokaw. Fluorescent light bulb.
Yeah, Tom, you sound a little groggy.
A little groggy. I was in a match Thursday evening.
Oh, really?
And I got hit about the head with a stop sign.
Ah.
So I'm still a little woozy from that. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. As we record the death of wrestler Spaz, much loved Spaz from the Opie and Anthony show, loved by hundreds, hated by millions. You remember him, Spaz, the tomato screwing intern who went on to become a professional wrestler. Now only a memory, as he passed on this Friday after being cut in half with a machete. We're trying to dig up footage of JFK Jr. wrestling, but we can't find any. We're looking for that. Here's JFK Jr. saluting his father's casket as it passes, having nothing to do with the death of Spaz, but we don't care. Achille Lauro. The cruise ship Achille Lauro, Leon Klinghoffer. Hey, I'm getting better at that.
You are.
Why don't I even sound like Tom Brokaw anymore? Maybe it's from doing the QVC guy too much now. My throat isn't working properly. I have to take off for a month.
Is that what happened to you, Tom?
Yes, I was doing the QVC guy on the open.
Maverick, punch out.
Obi Anthony. 1027.
He's the champion, Lennox Lewis versus Evander for the World Heavyweight Championship, Saturday, November 13th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Hello, is this my house?
No.
Hi, is this my house?
No.
Yes, is this my house?
No.
So then, you're not my wife.
Do I look like your wife, pal?
I don't know.
Spending a little too much time at work? Visit Onvia.com, the leading website for small business products, services, and advice. It'll save you time, so you can concentrate on the bigger things, in business and in life.
But I brought you these flowers.
Flowers. Real wise guy, huh? Hmm? You've got 3 seconds to get off my porch.
Okay, bye.
That Japanese people make fun of costumes.
I'd love to hear what you're saying, but the beautiful people is blaring in my earphones. Okay.
Japanese people bitching. Make better costumes because if you remember years ago they used to have a couple of costumes on Channel 5.
I can't still understand what he's saying. Music or without music. Dude, speak English.
I thought it was just a Marilyn Manson play. No, what's up?
As far as the Japanese people, they make pretty good cartoons.
You think so?
Yeah, better than the American people.
It all looks like Speed Racer.
Yeah, Speed Racer.
They all got those wacky big eyes and stuff. How come the Japanese have the little slanty eyes, but their cartoon characters have the huge big eyes?
Yeah, I know.
Question for the ages.
Yep. I just want to let you know, what do you call it? I like that song that Rick came out with, Spanish to Baseball.
Ah, yes.
He should make one for the Japanese one, too.
You're really hung up on the Japs, aren't you?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We make better cartoons. America make better nuclear weapon, but we will drop cartoons on Los Angeles. We show you.
We give you all the phantom Japanese boys that can't play baseball in Japan.
Try that again with the teeth in. All right, Robert.
Thanks, you guys suck.
Later, man. All right, Robert. I don't know. I like the old Warner Brothers cartoons. Those looked good.
Yeah, those
were funny. I can't watch the Japanese ones. They all just remind me of Speed Racer and Gigantor and all that crap. And the new ones, can't be bothered.
No.
I don't see a cat getting whacked over the head by a mouse with a frying pan.
Right.
I'm not laughing.
I don't see the Acme box of fireworks.
Flintstones. I don't see Rock Quarry. But I am Rock Quarry. See that? Mike on line 3. Mike?
I got to tell you, this is the Japanese way to get back at us. This is just their way, man. I went to that stupid movie, and the kids love it. This is just... way to get us, man.
Uh-oh, they're tapping our phone lines now, too. We can't
hear
you.
They're out to get us. It's a big CIA plot.
The CIA's involved with the Japanese?
I think so.
And Pokemon?
And Pokemon.
My God, we're exposing so much on this show.
Controlling our kids, the modern-day version of Jim Jones.
So they'll all have the kids drink Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, maybe not Kool-Aid. Maybe something that has the Pokemon label on it.
All right, man. Nice conspiracy theory. Go for the grassy knoll next time. Bob.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing?
Hey.
Don't you remember when Pokemon first came out
in
Japan? They were flashing the images so fast, the kids were having seizures.
Yeah, it was giving kids seizures and stuff.
Well, that's because of the subliminal messages.
And what are those subliminal messages?
Die?
No, I think it's kind of like, you know.
Buy a Sony.
Yeah, buy our stuff.
We are.
American pigs.
I guess it's working.
Yeah, well, that was all I had to say. All
right.
And your show lately has been like being like a Jet fan. You know, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. You don't know if you're coming or going.
Well, one of our people are out. He busted his Achilles tendon on the artificial turf here in the studio.
Oh, that's what it kind of feels
out.
Like.
Opie Testaverde.
You know, you just like turn the radio on some days. It's really cool. Other days it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
It's a lot like the callers. Some days they're really good, and sometimes they just really blow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's
all right,
ball.
Bob.
You know,
thanks.
Is it time to play What'd We Learn?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we?
Oh, wow, look at the time.
Should we encompass the entire week or something?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
The entire week, like it's just been a banner week.
It hasn't. That's why there's a lot to be learned.
What did we learn? You got to dig deep. Opie was here. No, he wasn't here at all. He was here Monday.
He was here Monday.
He was here Monday.
And he seemed fine.
I don't remember anything from Monday. I don't remember anything from the 5 o'clock hour.
Now, Monday kind of sucked.
Kind of sucked.
It did.
All right, let's go to Ed, line two. What the hell did he learn?
Yeah,
Ed.
Yes.
What's up, man?
I was going to call about what I learned today.
What'd you learn?
I learned that anyone who goes to see a Pokemon movie who's over 12 years old is a complete idiot.
Or pussy whipped.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You pay the ticket. You give the kids the. You give it to the kids. Let them go to the movies by themselves. You know, you don't have to supervise them in a theater. They're not going to see some, you know, like shoot 'em up movie.
Or a porno or something.
Or a porno or like, you know.
Although who knows who's in the. Who knows who's in the theater with your kids if they're going to see.
Pokemon.
Hey, little boy, I got Pokemon cards for you.
All right, man.
Hey, you got it, man. Listen, I don't think Opie's going to be in on Monday.
Oh, were you taking bets?
No, well...
It's the over-under.
Yeah, it's the over-under on Monday for Opie. I think now, because I had the same thing about a month ago.
Yeah.
I just got over it last week.
Oh, great.
And I tell you, it was not pretty.
Hmm.
Not a pretty thing.
All right, man. Well, hopefully he'll be in Monday.
Yeah, well, you know, we can all hope.
All right.
You got it, man. Bye.
Later, Ed.
Denny.
Denny.
Hello?
Hey. You're on the air. You can speak.
Hi, are you guys talking to me?
Yeah, is your name...
My name is not Denny.
Denny, those are the other voices in your head.
That's what Spaz wrote. Why, what's your name? My name's...
My name is Jeff.
Jeff.
Not Denny. I don't know.
How did he get Denny from Jeff?
I have no idea, but
which,
I'll tell you
which,
what
which,
I
which, which your name? What's your name?
Yeah, you, pretty much. And then as soon as you start talking, he yells, shut up!
Denny.
When you try to spell it for him...
What a
just
goal.
Go, shut up! Okay, Spaz, write whatever you want. It's
dead,
okay.
Dead man walking.
Right, so I'll tell you what I learned from the show this week.
What'd you learn?
No matter how high Rick climbs the corporate ladder, he will never be able to erase the mental image of Opie and his sister with the reach around it. Doesn't matter how much he makes, he'll never get rid of that.
Hey, Denny.
Wow.
Denny, that was like 2 weeks ago show.
It doesn't matter. It's still
is
in your
the delay
head.
That long
in your head? He's saying
you'll never get rid of it. You'll never get rid of that picture.
All right.
How high you climb the corporate ladder?
Thank you, Denny.
Thanks, man.
You suck, guys.
He's right, Rick. That's pretty funny.
I'm gonna turn into Michael Jordan now.
No, please. What was in the paper about him?
Oh, he was.
He was crying.
He was at some benefit with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, great.
Where was that?
That too. She's got some kind of a gala she throws where she gives these awards away to people.
Now, who is Rosie O'Donnell to give away awards?
Well, I guess she's deemed herself worthy of giving awards. She's received so many. So now Michael Jordan was getting one?
Yeah, he was at the second annual White Rose Awards Gala.
What's he doing at the White Rose?
He was there with his wife, Lonita.
I'll ring myself.
Yeah, you better. And for Jordan, it capped 24 hours that began with Madison Square Garden, blah, blah, blah. He was there, and he was tearing it up.
Yeah, he got all choked up.
While he was receiving his award from Fat Rosie.
He does this a lot, Corky Jordan.
Corky Jordan?
Corky Jordan. I love the game of basketball.
No, it's basketball.
Shut up, Rick.
I love the game of basketball.
And then his whole thing.
I just wish,
and how many times you got to hear this,
I wish my father was here to see my accomplishments. Why can't my papa see me dribbling the basketball? Win the world championships and stuff. Daddy!
Look at Earl shaking his head. What? What?
What's the matter? My pappy never
oh my God.
Never got to see me play in the championship game.
He saw you win like three of them there.
He didn't get to see the last one. And he can't see my accomplishments now.
Not with that bullet in his head.
Huh? I don't even know what they are anymore. Raising my family. Allegedly having sex with other women. Hey, I said allegedly. Reportedly, whatever. Daddy. He had a baldy head just like me. Only you couldn't take around.
Oh, my goodness. What? I'm not a basketball fan. I don't care.
Daddy. Daddy.
I think he's still moving there, Corky Jordan.
Oh, Rick, you shouldn't. Rick, you shouldn't hit the sound effects like that. All right. Well,
Jesus.
EGAD, look at the time.
Where does it all go? Hey, you want to take Butch as the last call?
Okay. Butch, what did we learn today? Butch.
What's happening?
Hey.
All right, you know what I learned today?
What?
Not to fall asleep around my friends or they might set me on fire. I don't need to burn myself.
That's
over
true.
Here.
Friends can be very cruel when they're having fun at your expense. All right, man.
You guys have a good night.
Well, I guess, yeah, I'm ready to go. I've had it. I've had it with this solo show crap.
Yep.
If Opie isn't in here Monday, I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. He better be.
Well, you ain't going to fall back on me, my friend.
Please. Now, Rick, thank you for these 3 days of helping me out. And hey, don't throw stuff at me. Come on. We got to, like, sing We Are the World or something.
Tool.
All right, man. We will hopefully... there's a Worst Of show tomorrow.
Right.
Without it being interrupted by inane babble.
Right.
And Monday, hopefully, we'll be back.
Exactly.
Okay? FM talk.
And actually, hold on. We got a few
things
to
what?
Give away.
I thought I was doing so well at ending the show.
We have a couple pairs of WWF tickets to give away. We forgot to get them together earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give those away. What do we got? Three pairs left? Spaz? Two or three pairs?
Three pairs. Three pairs.
Come on. Take the light bulb out of you.
This could be the last time we see him.
Yeah,
nice.
This is. Spaz, do you have any final words?
Oh, my goodness. You got a conclusion in the brain.
Three pairs.
He's going to be like that guy on the Bugs Bunny cartoon. What was he? What was that guy, the one that was getting killed by the Crusher? Ravishing Rollo.
Yeah, that's who it was.
The Nature Boy.
Oh, brother, there goes me bread and butter.
All right. Well, good luck, Spaz, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to need it. And, yeah, so we got three pairs of WWF tickets to give away. Spaz is going to be answering the phones for the next couple minutes. He's going to take the 9th, 10th, and 11th callers.
Mm-hmm.
And, Anthony, you want to do your fabulous wrap-up once again?
Yes. We will see you Monday live, best of show tomorrow. All the best to Opie. Hopefully he'll get himself better. And, yeah, see you Monday.
One must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
He's disgusting and offensive.
Very, very cool.
FM.
Feeling out of the loop? We are the loop. New subscribers call 888-GANNET to get 25% off 8 weeks home delivery. The Journal News. It's how you know.